This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. والحمد لله, it is official that the month of Dhul Hijjah has begun. So the month of Dhul Hijjah for this year begins tomorrow, Monday, the 19th of June. And therefore, the day of Arafah would be Tuesday, the 27th of June, and the day of Al-Eid, Eid al-Adha, would be on Wednesday, the 28th of June. And this is based on the fact that the moon was sighted in Saudi Arabia, walillahi alhamd. So as a result, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. And what I just recited now is known as At-Takbir, declaring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. And from the greatest things that we can do during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, because these 10 days are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are honored by Allah azza wa jal, and they are the most beloved days to Allah azza wa jal, and the righteous actions and the righteous deeds done during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the most beloved to Allah azza wa jal, and they are the most rewarding for us on the Day of Judgment. From these deeds that we have to focus on is At-Takbir. At-Takbir. And that is once again to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And there are different versions of how to say this. And the shortest version is the version of Salman al-Farisi, radiyallahu anhu, in which the believer may say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, kabira. And we are declaring Allah Azza wa Jal's greatness during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and beyond this, 3 more days after that. And the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these days of Dhul Hijjah is of two types. There is a takbir that is known as takbirun mutlaq and takbirun muqayyad. Listen to me very carefully so that you implement this grand worship and this deed that is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal throughout these days of Dhul Hijjah. At-takbirul mutlaq means the unrestricted takbir. And this means that throughout these 13 days of Dhul Hijjah, we are encouraged and highly advised and recommended to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. We say it as much as we can, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal advised in the Quran that we make mention of His name during the known days. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu said the known days are these days of Dhul Hijjah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ الْعَمَلُ فِيهِنَّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, he said, there are no days that are greater to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the actions more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so increase and recite in abundance At-Tahleel, which is La ilaha illallah, At-Tahmeed, which is Alhamdulillah, At-Tasbih, which is Subhanallah, Subhanallah wa bihamdih, Subhanallah al-Azim, والتكبير, which is Allahu Akbar, and also Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. We've began. So as you're listening, keep reading and reciting At-Takbir. And this is known as At-Takbiru Al-Mutlaq, as I said, the unrestricted takbir. You say it now from Maghrib when the moon was sighted, from the moment the moon was sighted, and tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening and the next day and the third day. Whenever you have a chance, as you're driving your car, as you're walking into your home, as you're sitting on your couch, as you're outside in your backyard, wherever you go, even if you go to the shopping malls. Because the narration, Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he mentions that Ibn Umar and Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhuma, when the 10 days began, they used to walk into the marketplaces and they used to recite at-takbir aloud. They used to walk, these are two companions walking in the marketplaces, and they would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Then the narration says, فَيُكَبِّرُ النَّاسُ بِتَكْبِيرِهِمَا. And then the people would recite at-takbir because of their takbir. And so the idea is we're supposed to recite it aloud and encourage others. Make sure others are making at-takbir as well. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a message to the entire world. To the entire world, everyone is supposed to know that these are days of takbir. These are days of declaring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. I'm going to come to explain to you this takbir, bi-idhnillah. But first, let's set the scene and understand what we're doing. And the fiqh matters behind this takbir. So we need the entire world to know that these are days in which we are declaring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. Allahu Akbar. These are the greatest days on earth. Why? Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he says, because all the deeds in Islam combine in these 10 days. All of them combine. And that's because these are the days in which the Hajj is performed. And when the Hajj is performed, that means now we are in a time where all the deeds of Islam are combined in one time. Allahu Akbar. So we're declaring the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need this message to go around to the world. You see, Abu Hurairah and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, they would declare Allah's greatness in the marketplace. And they would say that aloud. Imagine today, would you dare to do this? How many people are shy and embarrassed among their family to recite at-takbir? Imagine then telling them to make takbir in the marketplace. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. This is our deen. This is our belief. This is our Islam. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam worked 23 years for. He worked 23 years to deliver this pure message to us. And you can't walk among your family and call your friends and message them to remind them to say at-takbir aloud. Abu Hurairah wa Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, in the marketplace, they would say at-takbir aloud. And because the people were pure and they were clean on those days, when the people heard the takbir, it would remind them of at-takbir. And as a result, the people in the marketplace would now begin to recite at-takbir aloud. And then the entire marketplace in Al-Madinah, all you can hear is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar. Imagine this scene. That's from the first night of Dhul-Hijjah. And subhanAllah, you already have the feeling as though it's Al-Eid. Because indeed, these are days to be celebrated. These are the greatest days on earth. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, do not you deprive yourself of a takbir. 10 days are going to finish, 13 days are going to finish, and you want to at least have said a takbir 100,000 times. Put a plan for yourself. Put a plan for yourself, and of course be realistic. But give, plan your day, plan your day. How many takbir are you going to say after Al-Fajr? How many takbir are you going to say after Al-Dhuhr, after Al-Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha, just before you sleep? And get the whole family included in this. And pay attention. The sunnah is to recite at-takbir, not to listen to at-takbir. Because especially here in the Arab lands, when you walk into the malls, some shopping places, they have the takbir turned on. And it is being recited through a speaker. Now, listening to at-takbir is good. But the encouraged matter is for you to recite at-takbir. For you to say at-takbir, move your tongue with at-takbir. saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and continue to say this, and say the longer version, the shorter version, whatever, just say Allahu Akbar and continue to say it. And this has a great effect on the heart and the soul. I'm coming to this when we get to the meaning. And then the second type of at-takbir is at-takbiru al-muqayyad. At-takbiru al-muqayyad. The restricted takbir. And what is meant by the restricted takbir is the takbir that is recited directly after the obligatory prayers. And that begins, for those that are not doing Hajj, that begins after Fajr on the day of Arafah. And then after Al-Dhuhr, after Al-Asr, after Al-Maghrib, after Al-Isha, and it continues to the next day of Al-Eid. So you have the day of Arafah, after Fajr, you begin to say At-Takbir. And after all the obligatory prayers, then you will say that again after all the obligatory prayers on the day of Eid al-Adha. And then again on the second day of Al-Eid. And then on the third day of Al-Eid. And then on the fourth day of Al-Eid. And you will stop after Salat al-Asr. So that's 5 days in which you will say At-Takbir after the obligatory prayers. Wal-Ulama rahimahumullah mention that the takbir, it's okay to begin straight after saying the adhkar. So after you finish the obligatory prayer, the fajr, on the day of Arafah, and this we're speaking about those that are not doing hajj. On the day of Arafah, after fajr, you'll say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Now you can say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And you can repeat it 3 times. And then you go back to continuing the adhkar after the obligatory prayer. And you can also sit down after the obligatory prayer and say all the adhkar after the prayer. And then once you've finished 6 of them, and I've made a video about that, you can watch. After that, then you can say at-takbir afterwards, 3 times and more than that, depends, no problems. And for those that are doing al-hajj, for those that are doing al-hajj, their takbir after the obligatory prayers will begin on the day of al-eid after salat al-dhuhr, after salat al-dhuhr. Why? Because before that, they are busy with at-talbiyah. The Hujjaj on the day of Arafah, they are busy with At-Talbiyah, saying Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. This is what they're busy with. So those that are doing Hajj, after the day of Arafah, they go and they sleep the night in Muzdalifah, and then the next day, which is the day of Al-Eid, they head towards Mina, and they go and they throw stones at Al-Aqaba Al-Kubra. And then afterwards, they will stop At-Talbiyah altogether, and begin with at-takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And then, when they pray al-dhuhr, after al-dhuhr, they will make at-takbir. And then after asr, and after maghrib, and after isha. So that's the day of Eid, and then the first day of ayyamu al-tashriq, the second day, and the third day, and they'll stop at after Salat al-Asr. Those are the 3 days after al-Eid. So all up, 4 days, they will make at-takbir after the obligatory prayers. And that is known as at-takbiru al-muqayyad, the restricted takbir. My brothers and sisters in Islam, let's understand what is this takbir. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to understand the greatness of the word Allahu Akbar. When you recite at-takbir, and you continue to recite at-takbir throughout these days, it is supposed to awaken the dead heart. It is supposed to revive the burnt out soul. And it purifies the heart and the soul of the believer. And it rejuvenates the heart. At-takbir increases our iman, increases our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-takbir cleanses the heart. At-takbir, it mends the broken heart and it rectifies the broken soul. My brothers and sisters in Islam, at-takbir, every Allahu Akbar is a plant put for you and planted for you in the paradise. With the word Allahu Akbar, you prepare your real estate in the paradise. You prepare your land in the paradise. The word Allahu Akbar prepares you for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Allahu Akbar, At-Takbir, it inspires you and motivates you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. You need to repeat this word, understanding the depth of what it is. I want to share with you some works of al-ulama, rahimahumullah. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, he said, وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Declare the greatness of Allah. Declare His greatness in abundance, with intensity and with passion and with conviction and certainty that there is no one greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, al-mufassirun, Sheikh Muhammad al-Amin al-Shanqiti, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said something incredible when commenting about this ayah. And I want to read it for you from his tafsir. Tafsir says, he says, أَيْعَظِّمْهُ تَعْظِيمًا شَدِيدًا. I'm reading for you what Sheikh Muhammad al-Amin al-Shanqiti rahimahullah said in his tafsir concerning the ayah وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, in where Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us to declare His greatness intensely. He said, أَيْعَظِّمْهُ تَعْظِيمًا شَدِيدًا. He said, this means declare His greatness intensely. وَيَظْهَرُ تَعْظِيمُ اللَّهِ فِي شِدَّةِ الْمُحَافَظَةِ عَلَى امْتِثَالِ أَمْرِهِ وَاجْتِنَابِ نَهِيهِ وَالْمُسَارَعَةِ إِلَى كُلِّ مَا يُرْضِيهِ. He then said, declaring the greatness of Allah, it manifests in the strict adherence upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keeping away from His prohibitions and rushing to everything that pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. That's the reality of declaring Allah's greatness. When you say Allahu Akbar, it is a word that is emitted from the heart, then you say it on the tongue, and then it has a physical manifestation. When you engage in Allah's commands, when you implement Allah's commands and you worship Allah, that is a person doing Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And when you keep away from the prohibitions, when you keep away from drugs, from alcohol, from smoking cigarettes and vaping, when you keep away from looking lustfully at the opposite gender, when you keep away from al-haram on TikTok and on Instagram and so on, when you keep away from the haram, that is you implementing and manifesting Allahu Akbar. So it's as though you're saying, Allah is greater than what I desire. Allah is greater than what I desire. And Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't want me as a believer to do the haram. So you keep away from the haram. When you keep away from the haram, you are now physically applying at-takbir. You are applying Allahu Akbar in your life. Imagine now a person that repeats Allahu Akbar throughout these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and he repeats it more than 100,000 times. What is going to happen to this person? How connected would this heart be with Allah Azza wa Jal? How alive and awakened would such a soul be after these 10 days? Wallahi, indeed, this is why these were the greatest days on earth. Because if you take them seriously and you do the righteous deeds in these days, they will suffice you until next year, Dhul Hijjah. They will give you that much charge and energy. As-Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they were nurtured and raised upon these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah before Ramadan. Ramadan, it was legislated later, after these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were trained and they were raised and nurtured upon these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. That's how they built their iman. This is where they built their iman. This was their Their seasonal worship. This was their hub. This was their stop. So we need to understand the greatness and the importance of these days and the takbir that is in these days. I want to read to you something that Sheikh Abdul Razzaq al-Badr, rahimahullah, wa hafizahullah, mentioned. He said, وَفِي هَذَا إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ الدِّينَ كُلَّهُ يُعَدُّ تَفْصِيلًا لِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Subhanallah. Sheikh, he said that the entire deen is a display and a manifestation of the word Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Our salat is Allahu Akbar. Our fasting is Allahu Akbar. Your charity is Allahu Akbar. Our hajj is Allahu Akbar. Reciting the Quran is you saying Allahu Akbar. Every good deed you do and every bad deed you stay away from is Allahu Akbar. The entire deen is Allahu Akbar. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Muddathir, he said, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. And your Lord, declare his greatness. When you declare the greatness of Allah, it's not only on your tongue saying Allahu Akbar, but then every obligatory deed you do, that's Allahu Akbar. And every sin and prohibition you keep away from, that's Allahu Akbar. Then Sheikh Abdul Razzaq, he said, فَالْمُسْلِمُ يَقُومُ بِالطَّاعَاتِ جَمِيعِهَا وَالْعِبَادَاتِ كُلِّهَا تَكْبِيرًا لِلَّهِ وَتَعْظِيمًا لِشَأْنِهِ وَقِيَامًا بِحَقِّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He said, the believer, he performs the obligations, all of them, and all of the worships, declaring the greatness of Allah, وَتَعْظِيمًا لِشَأْنِهِ, and honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقِيَامًا بِحَقِّهِ, while giving the rights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا مِمَّا يُبَيِّنُ عَظَمَةَ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ وَجَلَالَةَ قَدْرِهَا. And this is what clearly explains to us the greatness of this word. وَلِهَذَا يُرْوَى عَنْ عُمَرِ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالْ قَوْلُ الْعَبْدِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. And this is why it was narrated that Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, when the servant says, Allahu Akbar, this is better than this worldly life and everything that is in it. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. My brothers and sisters in Islam, declare the greatness of your Lord. Don't forget this worship. Don't deprive yourself of this worship. Spread this among your families first and foremost, and then among your friends. Send messages. Take clips from this talk or from other noble scholars and other noble, our D scholars and our D mashaykh. There are many clips that are cut out from videos and they are made in such a beautiful design and a beautiful way. In where? It's 30 seconds, 1 minute. Well, you don't know. Send it to someone. If someone receives this message and hears the message and his heart opens up to this worship of a takbir, perhaps even he never knew about it, wallahi, you will earn his reward with every takbir he says. How good is this? Why while you're sleeping and he's making takbir? Because of a video you sent him or a reminder that you sent him. So do not deprive yourselves, my brothers and sisters in Islam, during these days. Worship Allah Azza wa Jalla as best as you can. Give it all you have. Give it all you have. It is only 10 days. It's less than Ramadan. But it fast disappears and it quickly goes. And millions are performing Hajj this year. And their hearts are alive. And they are already there in Baytullah al-Haram. So if you missed out on that, then don't miss out on what you could do. And it is all goodness, and it is all rewarded by Allah, and it is all beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a takbir day and night, and focus on your obligations. As-salat, focus on fasting if you're able to. Fast the 9 days, if you can't, then at least the day of Arafah. Focus on that, for fasting the day of Arafah will wipe away 2 years worth of sins. A previous year and a future year. And focus on reading the Quran. If you read 3 juz'a a day, you will finish the Quran in these 10 days. And if you can't, then at least listen to 3 juz'a a day. And if you can't, read something of the Quran and make it a little bit more than what you normally do, so that you can honor these days. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us reward, to grant us the ability to worship Him. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. When you recite this takbir, notice that Allah Azza wa Jal combined between at-takbir wa at-tahleel. Notice that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, or notice that An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach us to combine between at-takbir and at-tahleel. We say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then La ilaha illallah. And if you notice something in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah is always combined with Subhanallah, and Allahu Akbar is always combined with La ilaha illallah. And there are of course secrets and meanings to this, but the idea here in the takbir, when you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and you're saying this honestly and sincerely with full conviction and certainty, that there is no one greater than Allah. Allah is the greatest. If that's what you are certain of, then that could lead to only one conclusion, and that is La ilaha illallah. There is no Lord worthy of worship except Allah. This is why La ilaha illallah comes after Allahu Akbar. So you'll say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You can say it twice or 3 times. Then you'll say La ilaha illallah. Because the result of Allahu Akbar, the result of declaring the greatness of Allah, is that it has to lead you to La ilaha illallah, to embracing the oneness of Allah and worshipping Allah alone and no one else. And then you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and you continue and conclude it with Walillahi alhamd, Walillahi alhamd, meaning all praise belongs to Allah, that He was the greatest and He is the only one worthy of worship and no one else. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Jazakumullahu Khaira, Wassalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.